Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. We're going to start this new week with some signs of spring, including two annual religious observances. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and it was the first one for Pope Francis since he became the head of the Roman Catholic Church. You can see him here taking part in a Palm Sunday service in Vatican City. For Christians, Palm Sunday is the start of Holy Week, which concludes next Sunday on Easter. The observance commemorates Jesus Christ's arrival in Jerusalem when palm leaves were laid out in front of him. In some churches, the palms that are used on Palm Sunday are saved and burned into ashes for Ash Wednesday. The other religious observance starts tonight. It's the first night of Passover, a Jewish holiday that celebrates when the Israelites escaped from slavery in Egypt. Passover is also called Pesach. The name comes from the story in the Bible about 10 plagues. During one, God killed the Egyptians' firstborn sons, but passed over the houses of the Israelites. According to the story, when the Jews fled from Egypt, they didn't have time for their bread to rise. So during the week-long Passover holiday, Jewish people only eat unleavened bread called matzah. One thing you don't expect to see in spring is this. Doesn't look like the weather's paying much attention to the calendar. 8 states were under a winter storm warning yesterday. The National Weather Service predicted 6 to 10 inches of snow from Missouri all the way to Ohio. So much for spring. The storm started out in the Rockies and has been making its way east. There was a World Cup qualifying match in Colorado on Friday. Look at that. You don't see soccer played in that kind of weather very often. There was something else that happened this weekend, a worldwide event that was just lights out. Lights out in Paris. Lights out in London. Lights out on landmarks all around the globe. Earth Hour was this past Saturday. When it hit 8:30 local time, people flipped the switch to go dark for 60 minutes. Organizers started the idea to raise awareness about climate change. They estimate millions of people in more than 150 countries got involved in this.